Do you enjoy the 11 o'clock games? It's a different, bit of a different feel, right? But for all these kids, they're thinking, my grade 7 teacher could be showing me a map of the world right now, and I get to be here. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's actually great for our players, too. You say 3,000 kids, it's more like 6,000 screaming kids, too. And you're hearing an awful lot of Ariana Grande. It makes it fun for our guys. It's a pretty good atmosphere. And the scary thing is it seems like every time we have one of these 11 o'clock games, inevitably we have a brawl during the middle of it. So, you know, the teachers don't want to bring their kids back to it. I think the last time we had it was an anti-bullying message.
Oh, my heavens.
And everyone starts fighting. Yeah, right.
Well, it shows that a physical confrontation should be a mutual decision. So as long as the instigator's not handed
that's
out.
That's true.
Gord, you're in good shape. Yeah.
Gord Dineen, our guest, the head coach of the Toronto Marlies. So it is good news for you. You get to add a skilled player to the lineup, but you've seen William Nylander for some practices and two games. I mean, I certainly had some thoughts on Saturday, but from the bench, what are you seeing from the 18-year-old in this first little foray into the AHL?
Yeah, probably the game Saturday was the weaker of the two that he's played so far. I thought he was he got a little more done in the game Friday in Hamilton, but it's a learning curve for him. And he's definitely showed some flashes of, his speed and his puck handling ability, and he's got good vision. I saw not only from practice last week in the two games, but, you know, from the rookie tournament and prospects during the summer, he's got a lot of tools there. And right now, I would have liked to have seen our team play better around him to sort of insulate him a little bit more. We didn't play up to our standards the last two games, but it's definitely he's got a lot of ability and he's going to add a lot to our team moving forward.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I always think that people maybe underrate the American Hockey League a little bit for what it is. And you can see, like you said, William Nylander has tons of skill. He's only 18. He can obviously keep up and he will adjust. But I thought not that he thought it was going to be easy, but the pace surprised him a little bit. And the AHL is a pretty good league.
It is a good league. To give Hamilton credit, they played two really solid games against us, and during the All-Star break, their roster was enhanced a little bit with some roster moves, and they played a really high-paced game, and they made it hard on our not only William but our whole team to gain any kind of offensive capabilities. So. Moving forward, he's going to find that we play against Utica is probably the top team in our conference right now. We're going to have some tough games. So he'll find it a worthy matchup for him.
We'll see Connor Brown at the H All-Star game. And last night was the skills competition. There's a lot of guys, as you know, Gord, that put up a ton of points in junior hockey and are kind of flameouts and maybe go play in Europe or whatever. Do the Toronto Maple Leafs have a little something here in Connor Brown?
I really think they do. He's been under the radar, and even for me, I'll be honest with you, I thought it was going to be a real tough adjustment for him coming to pro hockey, and he's led our team in scoring basically all year, and not only on that side of it, but he kills penalties. He's really hard when he doesn't have the puck hard on opposing players. He's constantly, dogging it and going after that loose puck. And he's a really determined young man. So for a guy like him, there's no limits on what he can accomplish.
Give us 40 seconds, if you can, on Matt Finn and his progress. I know not healthy all year. You would have liked to have had him for longer and been able to put him in a lot more situations, but you're getting into that mode now. He scored, obviously, over the weekend, and the Leafs think very highly of him.
Yeah, he came into camp, and, he had a long run with playoffs there last year with Guelph, and you know, so it was a short summer for him, and coming into to training camp, you know, he didn't have a great camp, to be honest, and you know, he didn't play up to the standards that we expect of him, and so he's progressed. He spent a little time in the ECHL this year to just to basically to get his confidence back and to get him to where he can make the plays that he's capable of making, and he's progressed, and he's hopefully going to keep moving forward in that direction.